13.2. Sea vegetables.
Covering more than 70% of the Earth's surface, our oceans seem like a logical place to look for answers to our future food problems. For thousands of years, sea vegetables have formed part of the daily Asian diet. The most well-known is marine algae, commonly known as seaweed. Containing a rich store of essential minerals like calcium, iodine and iron, there are more than 30 varieties that are eaten regularly. Will we all be eating seaweed in the future?
If you like sushi, you are already eating seaweed. But the latest buzzword in the field is microalgae, reminding most people of a smelly pond rather than a tasty meal. Microalgae are surprisingly nutritious. These tiny photosynthetic plants turn energy from the sun into sugars and proteins, absorbing carbon dioxide in the process and expelling oxygen. They may be one of the world's most overlooked foods and a possible answer to at least some of our future food needs.
We're not talking about typical seaweed products like kelp or nori, but about the really tiny algae, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it actually used for?
Nowadays, you can find microalgae in everything from animal feed to cooking oil. According to green business entrepreneur Robert Henriksen, they are 20 times more productive than conventional crops. They don't require much water, and they can be grown in places where no other crops will grow, such as the ocean. The poster child of microalgae as a food source is, of course, spirulina, a form of blue-green algae that grows in fresh water.
Spirulina was a food source for the Aztecs, wasn't it?
Right. And very healthy it is, too. Dried spirulina contains more protein and iron per bite than ground beef, and it is superior to typical plant proteins, such as those found in legumes.
Algae seem to be the answer to our food problems, then. Admittedly, it doesn't look very appetizing, but it's a superfood, and it ticks the sustainability box. So why isn't it part of our Western daily diet yet?
The first problem is cost. Spirulina is 30 times more expensive than dairy or meat. And from a nutritional point of view, it is no better than either of those two conventional sources of protein. A second problem is that while algae are easily grown on a small scale, growing algae commercially has proven to be a complex and expensive process. A third problem, in my opinion, is something you mentioned earlier. Microalgae look like something in a neglected fish tank. People do not associate it with mouth-watering delicious dishes.
So we have the technology and the scientific know-how to solve our future food problems in the form of microalgae grown in seawater. But it seems that cost is the biggest obstacle at the moment?
Yes, for the time being. But I think it's just a matter of time before we're all tucking into spirulina pizzas.